A word for you from Daniel chapter 3 verse 8. Therefore at that time certain Chaldeans came forward and maliciously accused the Jews. Well, they go on to say, O king, live forever. This is King Nebuchadnezzar. And then they pretend to be totally loyal to him and point out that there are three young men who are officials in the Babylonian kingdom who are not loyal. It was far from the truth. In fact, these three young men were very loyal. As far as they could go, they not only served faithfully to the king as officials, but they went the extra mile. They went far further than these officials. And how forgetful these officials are. These are the very officials, the Chaldeans. They are the ones who are classified as the wise men, the occult people, that whose lives had been saved very recently through Daniel and his three friends, who had got together in prayer and asked God to reveal to them the mystery of the dream or the vision that King Nebuchadnezzar had. And Daniel pleaded for their lives and said, please don't kill them, for a death sentence had already been pronounced. King Nebuchadnezzar had said to the Chaldeans and other so-called wise men and occultists that you will be courted, which means you will be pulled apart and your houses demolished. Everybody in your family will be killed. But because God revealed the mystery to Daniel, Daniel immediately said, spare their lives. Yes, because of the God of Israel, they were spared. But now, they were so against these three young men, probably because of jealousy. They knew that these three young men would never bow the knee. There was a history with them. They loved God, the true God, and they were totally loyal to him. And so somehow they tried to interpret that being loyal to God must mean disloyalty to the government. In actual fact, true Christians are good citizens in this world. It's just that we do not bow the knee to Baal. We do not bow the knee to any golden image. And so here it says in the verse, they were maliciously accusing the Jews. Make sure that none of that spirit is in your heart in this new year.